Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Good evening, God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots. Welcome to Radio Free Redoubt, episode 23-03. After a couple of weeks off, as you know, we were dealing with some technical difficulties with our live streaming, and we just could not get customer service to help us out. So I spent the day today working through the Podbean live streaming feature that I never had to use before. So I'm going to do a short show tonight. I'm going to cover news and commentary. And in segment two, I want to talk about this unidentified objects, 4 shot down in 10 days. Well, the first one wasn't unidentified. It was just not acknowledged by this regime, but it was a spy balloon. It was believed to be a balloon carrying a signals intelligence package, which was finally shot down after it covered several strategic military facilities and was allowed to float across the country. But now, since then, 3 have been shot down. But are they balloons? We may never get to the bottom of it and really know the truth because, well, they can't be trusted. And we're at the point where we can't trust anything that we hear and only half of what we see anymore. But anyway, I'm going to talk about that. And once again, they're ramping up the UFO narrative. And how do we even take that seriously? How do we process that as Christian patriots? Well, I think if we have a biblical worldview, it might help put some of these things into perspective. And I'm going to talk about that in segment two. And then Lady Liberty with us on segment 3. If she can get into the studio in time, hopefully, fingers crossed. But let's get into the news and commentary. The news and commentary brought to you by Glenn Tate and Shelby Gallagher, the podcast Prepping 2.0, helping to take your preps to the next level, and that's prepping2-0.com. First, from military.com, the Sudan military has finished its review of a Russian Red Sea base deal. Out of Cairo, Sudan's ruling military concluded a review of an agreement with Russia to build a Navy base on the Red Sea in the African country. 2 Sudanese officials reported this. They said that they have the deal, or that they said that the deal was waiting for the formation of a civilian government and a legislative body to be ratified before it takes effect. And the officials said Moscow met Sudan's most recent demands, including providing more weapons and equipment. So the reason why this is important to us is because we know that we are living in prophetic times, end times, and there is a war that was predicted in Ezekiel 38 and 39, and it specifically names multiple countries around Israel that would attack Israel. One of those is listed as Ethiopia, which is today's Sudan. When they mentioned Ethiopia in the Bible, it was actually Sudan, what we know to be Sudan. And Sudan's been kind of cozying up to Israel, working on these friendly international cross-border relationships, and all of a sudden, now this. Russia is one of the specific countries that will attack Israel, according to Ezekiel 38 and 39, and there's 5 or 6 countries, Turkey, Syria, United States, so Russia, Turkey, Syria, Iran, Ethiopia, which is today's Sudan, and I thought there was one more, maybe Libya, I thought was the other one, specifically named. and they will be utterly destroyed when they do so, when they carry out this attack. So we, in order for this to happen, alliances between these countries really need to start forming. Well, they have been, and they continue to be, and they're just solidifying. So very exciting times to watch as we see prophecy coming into place. From the Daily Caller News Foundation, the UN is looking to push religious communities to fully comply with LGBTQ agenda. Of course, we already saw in England, the Church of England is now moving to, they're discussing moving masculine pronouns for the use of with God. And they've just gone off the deep end. They're fully woke. But the United Nations is set to release a report at its annual Human Rights Council meeting this coming June to discuss the perceived contradictions between religious freedom and sexual orientation and gender identity. Well, we could just eliminate the contradictions. See, what they do is they don't like the word of God. They want to come up with a different lifestyle, and oh, there's a contradiction between what the Bible says and what they want to do. So now we need to work through these contradictions. Well, you could just start by dumping your sexual orientation and gender identity garbage and go back to the word of God, and there wouldn't be any contradictions. But anyway, the UN is really getting behind this. And remember, they've been doing this for years, for decades in society, but they are specifically now targeting religious entities. They're going after the churches. FBI has rescinded a memo citing the Southern Poverty Law Center after a Daily Signal report. They had come out with report that the FBI put out on radical traditionalist Catholic ideology. This is just last week. They rescinded it on Thursday. I think it came out on Wednesday. But an FBI whistleblower published this document, and the Daily Signal reached out to the FBI for comment. Now, former FBI agents condemned the document for citing the Southern Poverty Law Center. Yeah, no kidding. A left-wing smear factory infamous for branding mainstream conservatives and Christian organizations as hate groups and placing them on the same list as neo-Nazis and Aryan nations and so on and so forth. From the Gateway Pundit, an Arizona rancher is being held on $1 million bond for firing warning shots after an armed group of men pointed an AK-47 right at him. Well, apparently, there was a Mexican illegal immigrant purportedly killed in this exchange. He is being held on $1 million bond, and he's asking the judge to reduce the bail so he can go home and take care of his wife, who's living on a ranch, unprotected, down on the Arizona border. And on top of that, GoFundMe yanked his illegal fundraising account because you can't raise funds using GoFundMe to support illegal commit crimes or protect illegal activity. Well, so much for innocent until proven guilty. But hold Mr. Kelly up in your prayers. Rough being a rancher in Arizona. I'll tell you the stories that we've heard. How can the World Economic Forum control us? Well, Redoubt News has got a really great article that they ran. Agenda 21 provided the framework for embedding sustainable development into the government. Now, this is a great compilation of how they have taken steps around the world, and in Idaho particularly, how they have positioned themselves to fall under this Agenda 21, Agenda 2030 agenda through sustainable development. And so it's a great article, but if you want some really in-depth, connect-the-dot type of research, look at Lady Liberty's book, The Perils of Sustainable Development, written and published in 2012, still a hit. President Trump actually has a copy of it given t- to him by a Washington state senator. But man, this is to really understand, this is a great article. Go over there to readoutnews.com and read that. But if this is of interest to you, and it should be, check out The Perils of Sustainable Development also. That's available at the Redoubt Gear Store at through Radio Free Redoubt or Amron.com. Pick up a copy of it, or two or three or four, to hand out to your friends. It's an incredible eye-opener. All right, let's see. What else we got here? From Informed Choice, Washington. If you guys haven't heard about this, it's evil. This HB 1333, this Orwellian plan identifying extremism and combating extremism. It's at Informed Choice WA, as in Washington, informedchoicewa.org, and look up their article, Free Speech, Conscience, Rights Under Attack in Washington State. This thing is just pure evil, and it's headed up by a committee of, well, a bunch of people that don't represent the overwhelming majority of us, that's for sure. A good thing in Idaho, HB 71 is a bill that they're working on. It just came out of committee. Now it's going to be voted on, protecting children from transgender mutilation and confusion. Any type of transition drugs, puberty blockers, or mutilation surgery for transgenderism will be banned when this goes through. Idaho HB 71. So get behind that. Learn more about that. We'll be back with segment two right after this. Stay right there. Hi everyone, this is John Jacob Schmidt here to tell you about the 299 Days book series by lawyer and author Glenn Tate. Follow him through his real life story of transitioning from middle-aged, unprepared suburbanite to full-blown prepper, tactical team member, and provider and protector of his family. Then let Glenn take you on a wild ride through the collapse, community building, resistance against a corrupt system, and the rebirth of a new one. Go to 299days.com to learn more. Welcome back, Patriots. This is segment two of Radio Free Redoubt, the weekly podcast. Segment two is brought to you by Selkirk Mountain Real Estate, helping like-minded Patriots get strategically relocated to the northern part of the panhandle of Idaho. And that is SelkirkMountainRealEstate.com. Now, in this segment, unless you've been living under a rock, you've seen several reports now. Reports coming in that an unidentified flying object has been shot down by the U.S. military over Lake Huron. That's today. This follows an FAA shutdown of the skies above the Great Lakes that was reportedly rescinded. Now, Representative Jack Bergman, I believe he is from Michigan, if I'm not mistaken, he said, I've been in contact with DOD regarding operations across the Great Lakes region today. The U.S. military has decommissioned another quote-unquote object over Lake Huron. I appreciate the decisive action by our fighter pilots. The American people deserve far more answers than we have. Bingo. Unfortunately, those are probably not answers we're going to get. But we do deserve answers. In this article here, at endtimesheadlines.org, pilot who shot down object over Alaska left baffled because it interfered with sensors. So, now this is the one that happened just a few days ago. So, we've got the Chinese spy balloon that was shot down over the Atlantic after being allowed to cross over our entire United States, which is not that big of a deal. It happens all the time. That's this regime's response, right? Why they were derelict in their duties of protecting our airspace and our borders, they tried playing it down. Which is interesting now that they're playing it safe. Out of abundance of caution, they've shot 3 unidentified flying objects. And there's mixed messages about whether they were balloons or not. Once again, we may not ever know the truth of that. But these 3 recent unidentified objects, most recently, have been spotted over North America in the past 10 days. Of course, there's the giant balloon that was shot down. And then there was the one that was shot down, not a balloon, an object shot down over Alaska. Then another one over the Yukon Territory north of Alaska, or north of Canada, between Alaska and Canada. And now this one. So they said when the U.S. first detected the object over Alaska on Thursday, they sent up F-35 jets to see what was going on. And these pilots reported back very conflicting accounts. The pilots of the cutting-edge stealth fighters said that this object was actually interfering with the sensors of their aircraft, and they couldn't figure out why, because there was no identifiable kind of surveillance equipment on the object. So it wasn't emitting any type of signal that they could pick up to use signals intelligence on. The pilots were also mystified as to what kind of aircraft they were actually dealing with. According to Bertrand, the pilots were saying that they did not see anything on the object that appeared able to propel it, that it seemed like there was no way that this was actually able to stay in the air. It's possible that in the head of the high-speed, high-altitude encounter, the pilots may have misinterpreted this type of aircraft, which was described as being about the same size of a small car. Well, if you have a device in the air that's doesn't seem to have any type of motor system or anything to propel it, it leads you to think, well, you're looking at a balloon. But a Pentagon official told ABC News that the object was cylindrical and silverish gray and gave the balloon-like appearance of floating without any sort of propulsion. Now, hold that thought. Just as this is happening and we're pointing fingers at China over their balloon escapade 10 days ago, this just came out in the Western Journal. Chinese military scrambles into action, preparing to engage a new unknown object. China's state-run media, which, you know, you can always take what they say with to the bank, right? China's state-run media claims that an unknown object has been spotted off its coast and that the military units will shoot it down. A tweet from their government-controlled Global Times did not offer any other details, but they said local maritime authorities in East China's Shandong province announced on Saturday that they had spotted an unidentified flying object in waters near the coastal city of Rizhao in the province and were preparing to shoot it down, reminding fishermen to be safe via messages that the agency announced in a Twitter post. So, now, is China also experiencing unidentified flying objects like we're seeing reported now around the world? Or are they just trying to jump on the we're victims too bandwagon? Look, something is in our airspace. So the stuff that we have invading your airspace couldn't be from us because it's happening to us too. Or is it happening to them too? Once again, we're here with a whole lot of questions, no answers. And unless somebody is honest about what they're recovering, we'll probably never know. But this is an interesting development for the Chinese now to be scrambling their military in response to an unidentified flying object. Are they just balloons or what? Just today, U.S. Air Force General Glenn Van Herk from North American Command said, "I'm not able to categorize how they are able to stay aloft. We're calling them objects, not balloons, for a reason," close quote. So there could be something more to this. And we've seen in the last couple of years this rush for them to, our government, to declassify UFO military reports. And since then, we've seen video footage of fighter pilots over the Pacific with video watching and locking on to these things that are traveling at insane speeds, changing direction, no visible propulsion systems that can ascend and descend tens of thousands of feet in just seconds, and then go horizontal, and then go into the, then dive into the water, into the ocean, and spring back out of the ocean and take off out of sight. And it has really confounded these pilots who are unable to explain the reason for this. Now, all of a sudden, we're seeing more of, and they're calling them UFOs. So we're seeing a real uptick in this narrative of UFOs, unidentified flying objects. And so people are saying, is there life out there? Are there UFOs out there? And check this out. This just came out. The BBC, multiple outlets have covered this. This goes right in with this alien UFO narrative that they've been gradually ramping up to. And this is the headline: Pentagon won't rule out aliens in a long-awaited UFO report. Now, actually, hold on. That was June of 2021. June of 2021, so a year and a half ago, they've been working on this. The Pentagon won't rule out aliens in this long-awaited UFO report. And now, this just came out today. Pentagon refuses to rule out that objects flying over the U.S. are aliens. The Pentagon refuses to rule out that the objects flying over the U.S. are aliens, as octagonal one is gunned down by F-16 fighters over Lake Huron after flying near sensitive military sites in Montana. A third unknown aerial object was shot down over the Great Lakes on Sunday. Authorities are not ruling out that the three most recent objects could be linked to aliens and extraterrestrials. These are real reports. These are real reports by mainstream media sources. And these are quotes by people in our military. So authorities aren't ruling out what the three most recent objects could be linked to aliens or extraterrestrials. U.S. Air Force General Glenn Van Herk said they are not calling them balloons as they are still not sure what the objects are. I say prepare to see stranger and stranger things happen in the world. Things that are unexplainable, things that are illogical, even things that seem insane, like human behavior. And they're going to continue, and they're going to continue in intensity, and on the scope of these are going to continue to increase. Now, the logical side inside of me says these are way too many strange anomalies. This unprecedented number of military strikes against these anomalies in such a short, compressed time frame. When was the last time that you can think of that a U.S. military jet fired a missile in our airspace on anything besides training? Now, all of a sudden, we got four of them, notwithstanding Yukon. That's Canadian, which is another thing. Didn't the Canadian have an Air Force? Why didn't they shoot it down? Why are we spending our stuff? We don't have much left after sending everything to Ukraine. We've got to hold on to everything. Maybe the Canadians sent all their stuff to Ukraine and they put in a call if the U.S. could take it out. I don't know. So is this Chinese scramble a ruse, or are these anomalies happening to them also real? Is any of this real? Or is this whole thing a big setup to push some type of narrative? What are they trying to distract us from? What are they trying to normalize? Is this all part of some extravagant plan to normalize military engaging targets in U.S. airspace, in North America, in the continent of North America? I don't know. But as a Christian looking at this from a, Christian perspective, Christian biblical worldview, we're going to see, if you believe that we're living in the end times, getting close to that, or on the precipice of that, then we will see stranger and stranger things unfold. In 2 Thessalonians 2:9, starts talking about the Antichrist, even him who's coming after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders. We were told we were going to see Satan and the Antichrist come with all power and signs and lying wonders. There will be a mass delusion that will engulf the world. And after COVID, after these vaccines, after Ukraine, after all the, can you see how easy it would be to just dupe humanity with a strong delusion? And the stranger, inexplicable things happening, that's because of what we as Christians believe we're getting very close to. All the dominoes are being set up. In Revelation 13, 12 through 14, it talks about a beast coming up from the earth. And it says, and this beast exercised all the authority of the first beast. It means it has authority and power, and caused the earth and those who dwell in it to worship the first beast, whose mortal wound had been healed. And the second beast performed great signs to cause even fire from heaven to come down to earth in the presence of the people. Because of the signs it was given to perform on behalf of the first beast, it deceived those who dwell on the earth, telling them to make an image to the beast that had been wounded by the sword and yet had lived. So the Antichrist is going to be assassinated, is going to receive a wound to the head, and in 3 days he's going to rise from the dead. And it's just one of the many deceptions. But there's going to be signs and wonders and even miracles carried out by these evil forces that will be supernatural. And it will cause people to worship him. But back to UFOs and aliens. This very well, this whole narrative that they're setting up, I mean, the rest of the narrative is unfolding. So these, I believe, are somehow going to be tied into this new world system that's coming as part of the deception. I do not believe that there are aliens from other planets making their way across the universe to make contact with people. I believe Earth is the center of the universe in God's eye. He made people. He made all the creatures here, including the angels that fell, that became demons. Nephil, all right, who had offspring, Nephilim. They had offspring. And I believe that there are demonic forces that can transfer this technology. It's the only thing that explains the technology that we've seen from previous civilizations that surpasses our own technology today, that baffles today's technology and scientists, how they were able to build structures and with such precision. It was technology that is challenging even today to reproduce what was done, 5,000 years ago. So I believe that that's demonic technology. That's technology of fallen angels. So it stands to reason that what we're seeing in the sky could also be something extremely advanced in technology that's not necessarily not of this world. It's just not in the human world. It exists in the supernatural world. And we're catching glimpses of that. As the supernatural activity increases, we're going to see that bleed over into the physical. And we're actually going to start witnessing things that have not been seen before. So that's my take on it. But all of these things, now, the secular side of me, if I was going to look at this through a secular lens, watching all these aircraft in the air after this spy balloon, I'm looking at this as a lead up to an invasion or a strike on the United States. So if I wasn't a Christian, I'm just looking at all of this just logically, my hairs would be up on the back of my neck saying something's going on. and this could, this much activity in this short period of time, be watchful, be on guard for an attack, or some type of, you know, military activity, some type of strike. But anyway, that's my take on it. Take it for whatever you want to do with that. But let's go ahead and take a break. And we'll be right back with Lady Liberty after this short break.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and 6-hour pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder, select your preferred carry style, and order your holster today.
It interests me, does it you, that on the internet, the question most frequently relayed through paulharvey.com, the question that I'm most frequently asked is, what is your favorite For What It's Worth story? My goodness, I can't even choose a favorite from this past week. This past week in Hanahan, South Carolina, Steve Gerald's neighbor, woman, friend, determined to lose weight, joined an aerobics class. To lose weight, she joined an aerobics class. And the very first day, she bent and she sweat and she twisted and she gyrated and she jumped up and down for an hour. But by the time she got her leotards on, the class was over. Now, wait a minute. Compare that to this. Richard Warren of Rochester, New York, has been notified that his car had been towed. His car had been towed. Warren's 99 Olds Cutlass was parked with an expired inspection sticker, so it was impounded. And for the towing and for the storage, he was told that he owes the city $940. And the letter said if he doesn't pay, they're going to come and get him. And Richard, in uniform in Baghdad, said, please do.
Welcome back, Patriots. This is segment three, the final segment here for episode 23-03. Lady Liberty in the studio. Good evening to you.
Hello. Good evening to you all. And I certainly don't have the UFO information to talk about. You know, that's quite the possibility. And I think that who knows? Is this the time that they're going to decide to throw that out there and let some entire UFO thing become
the narrative?
Yeah, exactly.
Isn't it interesting? It was like this fringe aluminum foil hat wearing fringe part of society that even talked about it. Now Congress is, and the federal government's talking about it.
That's right. We have to let the cat out of the bag a little bit more. A couple weeks ago, you and I stumbled across a very comprehensive video covering all of that, all of the unidentified flying object information, as well as they incorporated in all the accounts that are just now becoming declassified, or that they're declassifying on purpose for this era. And so what they were showing, I mean, was stuff that neither of us had ever seen before and was quite shocking. I mean, I've heard about some of the different stuff before, but never seen footage.
Right.
Well, now they're releasing footage. And so what they showed, all of it, I could probably dismiss all of it, except for one account. There was one account where in Africa, there was an elementary school that was going out on a little field tour out into their field behind their school. And so all of these children, you know, third and fourth graders were heading out into the field, and where they ended up going out into this field there was some kind of craft sitting there. And they said that there was like four of these odd little creatures with big eyes that were walking outside of it. They communicated telepathically with these little kids and placed pictures in their mind and everything. And the weird part was that what they told these kids was basically the same exact narrative that all the globalists are pushing about climate change.
Yes.
And this happened
like in the 80s.
Yeah, like 20, 25 years ago. And all the little kids, all of their stories were identical. And they all described the same conversation that they had mentally where they didn't understand why or how they were doing it. That's just what they all came back with.
Right.
And they were all told stuff about how people are destroying the planet and they have to save it. And
the aliens
this,
are going to come, and, return and help us and yes, save humanity.
Right. And so as soon as we saw that, and there were different experts that all got together across the world, and they could rule out one or two people saying this or whatever, but they couldn't rule out individually interviewing each of these little kids directly afterwards, and all their stories were identical.
They had them separated, so, drawing pictures of what yep, they saw, remarkably. And now they're all adults.
Yeah, and now they're all adults, and several of them are working in the United Nations branches.
Yes.
Trying to support what these supposed aliens had told them. And so it strikes me as very interesting biblically, because I would think that there definitely aren't aliens but fallen angels that have been here ever since they were cast out of heaven. And if that's the case, the fact that Nimrod was the last one that ever created a one world government,
mm-hmm,
and that was a demonic thing that God quashed, basically.
Yeah.
And now we're seeing the one world government again with the same type of direction. And just the sheer fact that however 20 some years ago, these supposed aliens told these little kids that, you know, the same exact thing that we're hearing from our government today, it makes me wonder, okay, so this whole mark of the beast thing that is going to be coming biblically and that is demonically backed, and that we're going to see the Antichrist,
right,
and all of this. Are these things actually talking to leadership from different places around the world and telling them this, and this is where they're getting this nutty garbage? Because it's a lie. It's a flat-out lie, and we already know that it's a lie.
Sure.
And so, I mean, if it's
there's going to be lies and deception.
If it's going to be the fallen angels that are lying to humanity to try to get rid of all of us like they so desperately have always wanted to do, I mean, it just seems odd that if these were alien creatures, why would what they're saying to little kids in an elementary school match what the globalists are saying today?
Well, and even now, all those children, they're white kids, black kids. This is in South Africa.
Yeah.
And now, as adults, they are in all kinds of things like psychology. They're activists. A lot of them are environmental activists.
Right. Yep.
And a lot of them gravitated toward save humanity type of career fields.
Right.
And not one of them retracts their account.
No.
Because if you get 30, 35 kids that all come up with this elaborate story that they made up when they're, and they range from 7 to 10, 11 years old. When this happened, somebody would come forward and say, yeah, we were trying to pull one over. We made it up. But all of the adults now are like, no, this really happened.
Yep.
This really happened. And so pretty bizarre,
stuff. That's I've heard about all these other different alien abduction stories in the past, and I've just kind of blown them off. Like,
right,
give me a break. Well, the fact that this happened so many years ago and it matches the narrative for the WEF, for the globalists, for the United Nations, for today, that was what threw me. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's a stunner. Wrap your mind around that for a second.
No. Bend your mind around that, right?
Yeah, no kidding.
All right. So, yeah, I didn't mean to derail you. I knew you had a couple topics that you wanted to hit on for the final segment.
Well, I did because, you know, speaking of liars and all the people that we're dealing with, the deceptive and the demonically enhanced people of yeah. the world. Well, so with the UN and WEF telling all of our statesmen and elected officials and Christopher Wray from the FBI when he went over there that the United States will soon be passing laws making hate speech illegal, right?
Right.
Well, so I went, well, that's, of course, very interesting because now there's already five different bills in different states trying to make hate speech illegal.
Right.
And so I ran across a very important Nexus group that is pushing all of these model bills, right? So if you go to publicleadershipinstitute.org, it describes five new model bills for 2023. And so when you open that up, it describes in a title on top, Fight Back Against Hate Speech. So this group is like a nexus group that has, you know, the connection through the United Nations, through the WEF, to bring model bills for all of our legislators to copy and blueprint, more
right.
or less. So it reads, fueled by unhinged conspiracy theories, hate speech and hate crimes have been increasing at alarming rates. Racist, nationalist, anti-Semitic, and anti-LGBTQ falsehoods are poisoning our communities.
Wow.
Oh, are they really?
Nationalist is thrown in there,
yeah,
you notice.
Right.
Being patriotic for your love of your own country.
Yes, all of these categories. And then it continues, the Truth and Tolerance Commission Act creates an office and commission that seeks to delegitimize stereotypes and specific lies that promote racist, nationalist, anti-Semitic, or anti-LGBTQ messages.
Mm.
The commission will identify hate speech and combat it by stating truth, promoting tolerance, and encouraging civic, business, religious, and government leaders with an united voice to actively respond to hate with the tactic of counter speech. This model is similar to recent efforts in states and localities, including California's Commission on the State of Hate, AB 1126 from 2021, New York's NYSB, Senate Bill 123A/A, and that was in 2022, and another one from Virginia, another one from Maryland, another one, as we're seeing right now, the current ones that have been following this, the model bills,
yes,
are Texas, Florida, we've got Maryland again, and Washington right now. And what's interesting is the Florida bill is anti-Semitic.
Right.
Hate speech, right? The one in Washington here is extremist, is basically anti-extremist speech. And the one in Texas is racist. And so they're just following right down the line for these model bills being pushed through this Nexus group.
That's right.
And so if you're wondering how all of a sudden the UN plans to dominate the United States in what we're going to make legal and not legalize, that's how they're going to do it. Only that's what you call treason. And so you
exactly.
can't collude with a foreign government as an elected official and pass what they tell you to pass.
Especially when it's in conflict with a Republican form of government.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And so you know, the fact that they're already out, these bills are already being introduced, is, first of all, illegal because it highly offends the Constitution's First Amendment,
yep.
right? And so anybody that is even agrees to pass these bills, if any of these bills get passed, they've instantly violated their oath of office.
That's right.
And they can be removed because that is a criminal charge that they need to be prosecuted on. And
absolutely.
So anybody that's in office and offends anybody else's rights, the constitutional rights of the First Amendment, free speech, all the way, all the way. They need to be charged with that crime and yanked out of their position.
Absolutely. And not necessarily in that order. Yank him out of the position first, then bring charges to him.
There we go. That's right. Yeah. Yeah. Get the most important point finished first.
Well, I covered in segment one that House Bill 1333 in Washington State is atrocious.
Oh, yes.
It is. It's right out of George Orwell could have crafted it.
Right.
You know, so.
Well, and that's exactly what we're looking at. We will, anybody, if they pass that. Well, I think there should be an entire slate of everybody that agrees to pass it, the people that pushed it in the first place. They need to be slapped with criminal charges for breaking their oath of office and for violating the First Amendment.
That's right. And those laws are on the books, federal and state.
That's right.
Yeah, for sure. Well, thank you for bringing that.
Yep, you're welcome.
Much appreciated. Great to have you with us. And join us every morning at 7 a.m. Pacific time for the morning commute, and all those are uploaded to our Podbean site. So let's say goodbye to the audience.
That's right, you all. Thank you for listening in, especially with such bizarre updates in the news.
No kidding.
I mean, you know, it doesn't. Truth is stranger than fiction these days.
Isn't that the truth? I'm talking about things I would have never touched or gone near.
No kidding.
Before.
You know, exactly. So,
but, well, if Congress is talking about it, or our top military officials are talking about it, and it's in our mainstream news.
I still say, boy, keep your eye on China. They're as sneaky as they come. And, and this could just be one big, huge ruse, and I wouldn't be surprised or put it past them.
Yep. Something is stirring for sure.
Yep.
All right, guys. Well, you have a blessed week out there. You be safe. Join us next Sunday night for the podcast. And we finally got this Podbean live stream thing going, and we'll get that ironed out and fine-tuned throughout the week with some testing. But anyway, you guys, you have a good one. This is the Voice of the American Redoubt. Good night.